So, Karen, it's important that we're aware of the myths and we've debunked those so that we can establish ourselves in a way that we can at least get in a position to be able to offer the help that we want to. Beyond, you know, moving past the myths, we also look at the importance, as you were just sharing with us, of developing our theological position about suicide. Is it a sin? If so, is it forgivable? Where do we go with that? But beyond that, there are also the practical steps of actually helping the person who may come to us who may be suicidal. And one of the things that you write about in your book, one of the approaches you write about that I find so fascinating, is the biopsychosocial spiritual approach.
Right. I just think, you know, people have a psychological side to themselves. They have a biological side to themselves. But they also do have a spiritual side to themselves. And we know that that spiritual side is so important to people when they're struggling with suicidal thinking. People use prayer, you know, their faith community to help them in times when they're struggling with suicidality. I just think faith communities are just so crucial in suicide prevention. I think faith communities and faith, period, give people reasons for living. They tell people, they give guidance about how to build lives worth living. They teach people how to manage suffering using their faith. They offer people community to which to belong and to contribute. They provide people with moral objections to suicide. There are just so many things that faith communities and faith do for people, and I think that biopsychosocial spiritual perspective is important because people are spiritual beings who want to integrate their spirituality, their religious beliefs and their faith into what they're doing to manage these suicidal thoughts that they're having.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is amazing to me how quickly this time has gone by. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that in her book, Preventing Suicide, a handbook for pastors, chaplains, and pastoral counselors, Dr. Mason also talks about the warning signs that you may want to be looking for when someone comes to talk with you. She also talks about how you can assess someone for suicidal thinking. And there's also information about how the helper, family members and others who are taking care of the person who may be suicidal can also receive help themselves. There's so much in the book. I definitely want to encourage you all to get it. And Karen, if you would please share with us how people can get your book, Preventing Suicide, and any other significant information that would really, really help them as they look at ways to help the suicidal.
Sure, absolutely. So you can get the book off of the InterVarsity Press website, ivpress.com or Amazon, the usual places. And there is an e-book available, not just the hardcover. But one of the things that I'll just underline here at the end is just that there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and this number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, or 1-800-273-8255. And people, if they're wondering, you know, is this person suicidal, or if you yourself is suicidal, you can call this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It'll get routed to your local crisis center, so they'll be aware of the local resources for you. So I just think that's an important resource to keep in mind, whether you're suicidal yourself or whether you're a helper.
Dr. Karen Mason, it has been so great having you. Thank you so much for helping us with this topic today.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. You all stay with me. I'll be right back.